A Philadelphian with Alzheimer's is under fire for submitting controversial comments to a gathering of the National Alzheimer's Project Act, or NAPA, back in January. Michael Ellenbogen was unable to attend the NAPA conference, so the comments that got him in trouble were read for him.
What do we need to do to get the attention of some people like you? Will it take someone like me to have some sort of shootout like Columbine before someone will take notice? I would not do that, but I am trying to get your attention, and I am failing and dying at the same time.
Even after those comments, Ellenbogen was vetted and was asked to speak at the World Health Organization in Geneva in March. Upon his return to the United States, Ellenbogen says he was banned from speaking at further NAPA events and any other events sponsored by the Federal Department of Human Health Services. Ellenbogen says that his comments were meant to shock, but were not a threat of violence. He's apologized, but he's still banned from NAPA events. The Alzheimer's Association requested that he not attend any gatherings or meetings.
That's the worst part of this, is you can't even find somebody who will talk to me. I called numbers. The minute they find out who I am, they don't want to talk to me. They won't even tell me where to go or what to do.
After reaching out to the people at Health and Human Services, NAPA, and the Alzheimer's Association, Ellenbogen says these organizations barely reply. Health and Human Services issued a statement saying it encourages him to submit future comments in writing and watch meetings via webcast. Kate Myers, a spokesperson from the Alzheimer's Association, she says the group did not ban Ellenbogen from attending events, though it did request that he stay away, even from peer support groups, until Health and Human Services resolved what she called, quote, the security issue. It's not clear if or when that will happen. Ellenbogen was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at the age of 49, and now he says that this battle has left him feeling depressed.
I don't know if I'm going to continue doing this. If I cannot win this case here to undo this, I believe I've lost the battle for people with dementia.